freedom. Many years later, Moses was in the desert on Mount Sinai.
An angel appeared to him in the flame of a burning bush. When Moses saw this, he was amazed. He went nearer to look at it more closely. He heard a voice. It was the Lord's. The Lord God said, "I am the same God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob." Moses began to shake with fear. He was afraid to look at the bush. The Lord said to him, "I have seen my people suffer much in Egypt. I have heard my people moaning. I have come down to rescue them, and now, Moses, I am sending you back to Egypt."
Moses and his brother Aaron went to King Pharaoh. They said to him, "This is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, 'Let my people go.'" But Pharaoh would not listen to them. Instead of letting the Israelites go free, he forced them to work even harder. But God brought them out of that country with great power.
Moses led the people out. He did powerful things and miracles in Egypt, at the Red Sea, and in the desert for 40 years. At Mount Sinai, Moses received commands from God which still live. Moses gave these commands to the Jews.